Feed them so they faint not. Mark chapter 8, verse 3. And if I send them away fasting to their own houses, they will faint by the way, for divers of them came from far. Jesus was very compassionate to the lost. He cared for their plight. He cared for their souls. He was always caring for their spiritual needs. But he did not neglect their physical needs either, the temporal needs that they had. We ought always to be concerned for the temporal needs of people in this world, especially they of the household of faith. Now pay close attention to your own physical needs. Do not neglect your body of sleep and proper nourishment and water. It's important to your spiritual walk as well that your physical walk is as best as it can be, as much as lieth in you. You can serve God in poor health, but you are a steward and should desire a good quality of life for a long spiritual service to the Lord. Having said that, compassion from the Lord was one of his main characteristics. He taught us to love one another and our fellow man. Now then, as we look at this as a form of spiritual, God's people will faint by the way. Jesus was concerned with them fainting by the way. It is possible for us that we can faint in the way. So it behooves us to follow Jesus' advice here. He commanded the people to sit down on the ground so he would feed them. And we need to feed people the words of God, the bread of life, the bread from heaven. Bread is practical to all men. So then make sure as pastors and teachers of the word, or mothers and fathers, or husbands and wives, that we teach them practically from the word of God, what will help them through their day. Manna or bread from heaven every morning. One thought, some spiritual nourishment, something they can chew on to guide their day. Starting the day with that devotion. Mothers, you ought to start every morning with a devotion with all the children present, and you ought to pray with them to have a good Christ-honoring day and set their day right with much prayer and devotion to the Lord. It will set their day in order, and God will give grace and guide your day, and you will be blessed beyond measure, making Christ a part of your day in the morning. Or how else shall they learn to pray and to be devoted to God if they have no man teach them? True compassion for those we love is feeding them the bread from heaven. Let us never be guilty of feeding their flesh, but neglecting the nourishment of their souls. We also notice that he gave them some fishes. Now fish is a very easy and a light meat. It can be digested easier than beef and other heavier meats. We can give them fish to eat as well as bread. Some meat to eat, as well as something a little more to savor and chew on. Be careful that you do not think too little of your own children, or spouse, or your church, that you are afraid to feed them some fish. It is a compassionate thing to give them a little something to chew on for the day, something they can take home with them, that they can ponder along the way. If they are fed well, they will be able to make it home and feed themselves and be stronger. They will not faint along the way. Therefore, waste no opportunity to feed those you have, to feed them with compassion, with the word of God. Satan will surely attack them, and so will all his beast. But they need not be faint by the way, but be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. They need to be strong and well nourished. Feed them, so they faint not in the way.